And it's time now for StoryCorps. Today we hear about a man who inspired the best in human nature with his words. Robert Sherman was a lyricist and one half of the Sherman Brothers, the songwriting duo behind many of Walt Disney's great musicals. At StoryCorps, his son Jeffrey Sherman talked about how a vaccine sparked the creation of one of his father's most famous songs.
My dad always filtered everything down to its simplest form. People thought maybe he wasn't listening, but he would always listen. And then he would form his words very carefully. Words were like his religion. He brought word builders on my mom and dad's honeymoon. My mom complained. He wanted to just know words, and he loved the sound of words and how they felt on your tongue. And my dad and uncle had a favorite song that they had created for Mary Poppins called The Eyes of Love. But Walt Disney said, could you write something that's more in line with the philosophy of Mary Poppins? And it was all just falling flat. They were both really depressed. Well, it happened that that day, I was at school. I was about 6 years old. And they were giving us the oral polio vaccine. It wasn't the shot. So I, stood in line with all my friends, and we all just took this thing. And then I got home, and my dad looked depressed, and all the shades were closed. It was very dark in the house. And I said, oh, we had the polio vaccine at school today. And he looked at me, and he goes, you let someone give you a shot at school? Did it hurt? And I said, no. They took out this little cup and put a sugar cube in it and then dropped the medicine in it, and you just ate it. And my dad looked at me and started shaking his head. And he went over to the phone and he called Dick and told him he had something. And the next day they wrote, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
They had this little recording studio my uncle usually would play, and sometimes my dad would sing back up. And so they would bring home the songs, and I would hear all these songs before anybody else. And he played a spoonful of sugar, and he said, thank you for that song. I think that the love of his family and each of us kids inspired different things all the time for him. It was kind of like that was his yarn, and he could make it into the most beautiful Afghan. He could take the something mundane like that and see the magic in it.
All right. Jeffrey Sherman with his wife, Wendy Liebman, in West Hills, California. Their StoryCorps conversation. The series just keeps going. Their conversation will be archived in the Library of Congress.